Activity 7.
And what are you working on at the moment?
At the moment, we've just finished working on a catalog, which has an example of a health promotion action from each country in Europe. And it's really kind of fun because there's a project working on healthy teeth with children in Austria, where children dance with a large fuzzy tooth and they battle with toothbrushes. Or in Denmark, there's a project for old people, retired people, who become active and work on better health. You know, older people should eat less cholesterol. They should get a lot of exercise. In Holland, there's a program on reducing sexual abuse. In Spain, there's a program to reduce alcohol consumption by young people, where the young people made their own CD-ROM themselves. They sang songs. It's sharing information, but creative information and creativity.
What's it like organizing a project on such a large scale?
It's difficult. This project came from a much larger project. Again, there was a very large European project which lasted for 1 year about sharing information in health promotion. And from that project, we chose 18 actions to go into a catalog. Now, the problem is that you need to contact people who participated in a project a year ago. You have to contact them and say that their project will be included in a catalog. Ask them to write a summary of their project, which reflects their philosophy, reflects how they constructed their project, what happened in the project. Send us pictures, send us the CD-ROM, send us images. Then you have to put everything together. I had to talk with the printer. I had to talk with the artist who was illustrating the catalog. Once it's together, you have to do the proofreading. You have to send an approval form to the people who wrote the catalog to make sure that what you have printed corresponds to what they wrote. Then you have to go to the printing stage and then to the distribution stage. So it's very complex, but it's very rewarding too.
And what cultural differences do you notice working with people from so many different cultures and countries?
The big difference is the definition of health promotion in the different countries. As a whole, all of the projects were based on creativity, on creating a tool to promote health. That could be creating interactive theater. That could be creating songs, games, paintings, drawings, sculptures. But the difference was the definition of health promotion and the end. For example, in some countries, the goal was to lower the amount that people would smoke, or to lower the amount of alcohol people would drink. And for them, that would be very good. And in another country, the goal was to completely stop smoking or to completely stop drinking. So although the same methods were used, people had different finalities.